Let's go! Hey guys, riding for wings. Mario here with Ganon the Dark Lord and Clown.
Wow.
For episode 6 of Riding for Wings.
Isn't this 7?
No.
This is episode 6.
Definitely
Dylan.
6.
I mean, Clown.
Why don't you just stick with one name? I mean, said my name a million times already.
He's trying to reinvent himself.
Oh, God.
Have you noticed, though, that I've changed names pretty much every episode?
No, I actually haven't noticed, because I always thought you were Link.
Oh, yeah. Nope. First I was Chantoni, then I was... I don't know. It changes, like, almost every episode. I caught on to it, and I decided to just make it a running gag of mine. I don't know if anybody else caught on but me.
I did not notice... Because I don't call anybody by their nickname. I just call you Tony and Connor.
I feel like that name gag is getting old.
The Link.
Oh, God.
can we just call me the Link?
The Link.
The Link?
I was already calling you
the Link. The Link. The Link. The Link.
But that's what I already called you.
The Link.
I know.
Shut up.
The Link.
I get it.
The Link.
I understand.
This is almost as bad as when he was trying to tell us something before.
Yeah. Tony's not very good at, like, discussions.
The Link.
He scares people.
The Link.
With the fact that his avatar is in black...
This podcast is going well so far.
We're going places.
And apparently Connor's breeding dinosaurs over at his place.
No, I'm not.
I'll stop.
Me and Tony disagree. Tony and
Why did you think it was a... What did you think was a dinosaur?
Something that sounded like a dinosaur.
If I had a dinosaur, you would know.
I think it was your dog. It sounded like a dinosaur. I thought there was a T-Rex in your house for a sec.
Maybe his dog is part dinosaur.
Velociraptor.
Dinosaur.
Yeah, maybe his...
Velociraptors learned how to open doors.
Maybe Connor's dog's mama dog had relations with a raptor. And they made a...
They made a raptor dog?
A raptor.
A
golden raptor.
A rap dog.
Snoop Dogg.
It's awesome.
Did it.
Don't question it.
Hey, Connor.
What?
I just saw a picture. It's...
Really?
Hey, it's a very creepy-looking spider, and it's captioned... behind the bed.
I thought we decided not to talk about pictures on a podcast.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but this one is...
Connor threw a shoe at you? So it is true. He does take the bus to go see you.
What?
This just confirms mine and Laura's story.
Wait,
all I heard was, remember when you threw a shoe at me and it went behind my bed. So I took that as you and Tony have met.
That is definitely not what he said.
I was talking about a spider. That was from the point of view of a spider.
Well, I missed that part. So
I'm not a spider.
I'm sticking with my story that Connor takes the bus.
Spider.
To visit Tony.
Spider. The link. God.
The spider.
I saw a spider at work today crawling around on the floor.
Nice.
It was disgusting.
Oh, by the way, Yvonne says hi, guys.
Okay. I don't know who that is. Hi!
She sent us fan mail that we shall answer later.
Sweet.
I have an idea for a new segment.
Oh, what's that?
You didn't tell
us about this.
Discuss.
Punny joke of the week.
Ah. I've actually already got one in mind.
I don't.
Here's the one I was going to use. Why is there no gambling in Africa?
Why?
Too many cheetahs.
I was waiting for something racist.
How is this racism punny?
Depends on your sense of humor.
It could be.
It,
I love puns so much. It's literally like one of my favorite things ever. Even though it's kind of useless, but
just like your face.
Hey, that was mean and uncalled for.
What are we doing with our lives?
I don't know.
I work all day. This is fun. Don't question it.
Wow. How about we just move on?
I don't know if this is good or bad, so yeah, let's move on.
Hey, Connor.
What?
What do you call the reading of a will? A dead giveaway.
That is a terrible joke.
Terrible jokes are the best joke.
Exactly.
What is a pessimist's blood type?
O negative.
B negative.
Oh. That was an easier one. That was way easier. I was trying to think like O, like optimist and...
Speaking of blood, I just recently found out what blood type I am.
What type?
It only took 19 years for me to find out. I'm O positive.
Nice.
Or was it O negative?
I'd be positive if I ain't given any blood.
I'm pretty sure it's O positive.
I like how after he says it, he goes, like questioning, like making sure he found it funny.
What do you call a chicken crossing a road?
A dead chicken.
Poultry in motion.
I've heard stop. That. I should have known it.
Just stop.
Yeah, please stop.
Just stop. This is going nowhere fast.
Guess what, guys?
Hold on. I've got one more.
Okay.
Silence.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you call a tiny lizard that you own?
I don't know what.
Minute.
Oh God. Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
From
that one was actually pretty good, I gotta admit. But yeah. News.
Okay.
Nose goes.
News.
But not fingers on my nose.
Same.
Tony loses again.
Tony lost.
I don't think Tony even. Thingy. I don't even think what Tony knows what a nose goes is.
That's why we're gonna keep using it until he figures it out. Tony, you're reading your new story first.
I figured it out last time. I just forgot about it. Okay. Can Lost actor 51 legally marry a 16-year-old?
Yes.
Who is?
Apparently, if both of singer's parents gave consent, the mom has. Or no, if both of Singer's parents gave consent and the mom union is legit.
Can you link me so I can read along with? Yeah,
link.
The link?
The link.
I want the link.
The link?
The link.
The link.
Just
the link.
The link?
Link it.
The link? I will go and punch you in the face if you just don't post the link. I will drive that far just to punch you in the face.
I've already moved my zombie fortress, so.
Just give us the link. Thank you.
Why would a 51-year-old want to marry a 16-year-old?
Because
that just
okay. The 51-year-old being spoke of is Doug Hutchinson.
Who the heck may or may not
be a creepster in real life, but he's leaking on TV. He was sanctimonious Dharma flunky Horace Goodspeed on Lost. I've actually never watched Lost. So
jeez, that guy is very creepy.
I wouldn't know. I've never
very, very creepy looking.
Never watched it.
That's not
his
good.
His bride is what singer Courtney Stodden, who says she is A, 16, B, a good Christian girl, C, all natural, and D, really married to that guy. She also, E, looks 30 in bikini shots, but F, apparently really is 16, if her entry in a 2010 teen beauty pageant is any indication. And I looked at the link given there for the Miss Washington USA pageant. Contestants thingy and I wouldn't say she looks 30. I don't know.
30 seems old.
Where's the picture of this person he married?
Here, hang on. The link.
Okay.
Well, I've seen this guy.
Oh, it's a picture.
The link.
Holy shit.
Was that in response to the picture?
I
don't know
what other movies. This guy was in the Green Mile. That's where I know him from.
The picture is loading very, very slowly.
Loaded fine for me.
I am Sam.
In most states, the age of majority, as in the age when minors become grown-ups, is 18. A few states are even stricter and withhold the age of majority until 19 or even 21. Kids in many states can legally grow up before that if they, say, graduate from high school at an earlier age or get permission from mommy and daddy. A spokeswoman for the couple didn't immediately reply to my requests for comment, but at least one key person has spoken out in favor of the marriage, and that's Sodden's mom. When I say my, there, I'm not talking about myself. I'm just reading.
Okay.
They are very much in love, but, and you're so supportive of this, Krista Stodden told Radar.
I'm confused in this, but how does being a good Christian girl have anything to do with marrying someone that's like, how much older is this guy? Like 40 years almost? A little less than that? I don't get it. What does being a good Christian girl have to do with anything?
He wants money.
That's more like 30, 34 years older, but still, that's...
That's a damn lot of years.
It is.
I still don't know if being a good Christian girl has anything to do with any of this.
I think I may have actually stumbled upon a controversial issue here. I mean, okay. I know people say, you know, age is just a number or whatever. But, I mean, come on. 51 and a 16-year-old, that's a little messed up, I gotta say.
Well, if Hugh Hefner can do it.
Yeah, but wasn't he marrying, like, a 21-year-old or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least she's, like, of a legal adult age. This is, like, a fucking high schooler.
Hefner's such a boss.
And it's Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner doesn't look like a complete creep.
He's just old.
He's just an old, awesome guy.
I want to hang out with him sometime.
Oh, did you know that Notch visited the Playboy Mansion?
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Because he...
I guess the Playboy bunnies really enjoy Minecraft?
That they do on their off time.
Hey, look, girls, I made boobs!
Oh, God.
And make pixel art. Like Connor does.
Hey.
Of boobs.
No. Bomberman. Very big difference.
Boobmerb man.
Still pixel art.
Boom.
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 I should tag Joey as Mega Man.
Boom.
Yeah.
Nose goes Dylan, you're going next.
Fuck you. all right. Well, as probably the entire world knows by now,
Ryan
Dunn. What?
Wait, did I say Ryan? Herp derp, don't mind me.
What did you say?
I said Ryan Voss. I'm not sure why.
Okay. It's more serious news. The whole world knows this probably by now, but Ryan Dunn died this morning in a car accident. And apparently, I don't know, I've been reading through this article, and there's still an unknown passenger that was with him, and I don't really know much about it besides the fact that he hit a tree and was going very, very fast, and the car burst into flames. But, news story goes, where's a good place
when
to start?
When I see your flames, my car bursts into fire.
Really?
Car bursts into
fire.
That was
in bad post.
So,
I'm sorry, that was really mean.
Okay.
Tony, go sit in a timeout. In the corner.
Yeah.
You're not in the corner.
Put the dunce hat on.
Are you in the corner?
Yes.
Do you have a dunce hat?
Does my NES wallet count?
Sure.
Okay.
Now stay there for the rest of the episode.
Okay, so do you want me to continue?
Sure.
Okay, according to this article, there was a passenger in Dunn's 2007 Porsche 911 GT3, who was also killed, but investigators have not positively identified the body, according to police reports sent to CNN. The red-bearded Dunn, 34, was famous for his pranks, as everybody knows, on Jackass and Viva La Bam. It happened in West Goshen, Pennsylvania, where police were called to the wreck on Route 322 at 2:30 a.m.
As soon as you said Goshen, good. Blood meat got stuck in my head. Thank you.
You're welcome. And upon arrival, police located one vehicle off the road in the woods that was fully engulfed in flames.
Well then.
And they say that speed was probably a contributing factor, because I think I also read another article that he was traveling at over like 100 miles an hour, but I can't confirm that.
Yeah, that might be a factor.
I saw 110.
I don't know where they got the number from. I didn't really get a chance to read since I was just kind of browsing while I was at work. But, yeah, I guess he was going really fast and he went off the road and hit a tree and his car started on fire. There was a photo, I guess, that he took of himself and two other people at a bar drinking. But according to this article, it's not yet confirmed on whether he was, like, completely intoxicated or not. So I don't know if he was completely drunk and driving and that's what caused the crash, or if it was just the matter of going too fast, losing control, or whatever.
I'm going to say that it was drunk driving, but...
Because according to this, the bartender said he was not intoxicated when he left the bar that night.
Oh, well, okay.
So, I mean, and the accident only happened about a mile away from... Wait, was it a mile? I think it was a mile away from the bar.
Doesn't surprise me that this would happen to one of these guys?
It doesn't surprise me at all, honestly. Like,
honestly, I'm more surprised that they didn't die doing one of the stunts.
That's probably true.
I mean, I don't know. I probably sound, once again, completely insensitive. But, I mean, stuff like this just does not affect me, like, at all, honestly. Like, because I'm not associated with these people. It doesn't really... I don't know. It sucks that he died, of course. I mean, that's...
The only way I'm associated with him pretty much because I grew up watching him on TV.
Right.
And I don't know. I just thought he was awesome. I guess the same way for, like, when musicians die. I know I don't know them personally, but I grew up listening to them.
Right, right.
Depending on the musician. Some musicians... Yeah. All right. Anyways.
Let's move on to something different.
Actually, there's something I have to add.
Or not.
From what I've read, apparently he was like so burned up after the accident that like the only way they were even able to tell that it was him was his chest tattoo.
Yeah.
Like,
because I guess you've all seen the picture of his car. It's
yeah,
just
the
nothing.
Car like was there was practically nothing left. There was like some basically wireframe blackness. It was
It was just bad. It was bad.
Like I seriously don't couldn't comprehend drive, how kids. A car could be transformed into that through just a crash.
All right, now we're moving on to something a little bit different.
Yeah,
would be mine, which is internet moving from .com and .org to .whatever. Basically. If you had, if you had $185,000, you could make a website that ended in .Dylan or .Clown or .Tony.
Neat.
Damn.
Like, they're going to have .Coke, I think, for Coca-Cola.
Brutal.
And .Canon for the camera.
Now the question is, what's the point?
Maybe they're running out of URLs.
That would make sense.
It's probably possible.
Yeah.
Google.
The world's running out of server space. Ah.
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 Oh God.
Everybody told me you wanted to try Pitch Black.
Oh God. Ah. Oh God, he's here.
Oh God.
Connor, save me.
No. I can't.
Oh God, the sword's gonna explode on me.
No, that's the other one.
Well,
Nick's here.
I think we have a special guest.
I got her.
Which one did you drop?
Special guests.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's a good drink. Sorry, I got distracted. Continue.
There's nothing really else besides it. I just found this as an interesting news story.
Right. Oh, okay. So, I guess we
I
want to
make
here.
A website that ends in dot balls. Tony has glorious dot balls.
Please do so.
We got a new computer.
And it's just, it's going to be all about my colorful bouncy balls.
Oh.
And it'll just be a flash site where you can talk about bouncy balls against the edges of your window.
I bet you get a lot of Tumblr fans on there.
Tony, why don't you just do this on Tumblr?
Because I can't make websites on Tumblr.
You could make your URL that.
Not dot balls.
Well, not dot, but you could make it with the rest of it.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't have the same effect.
It has the exact same effect.
No, it doesn't. The balls have to have a dot before it.
No. No, they don't.
The dot in itself is a ball.
I promise you that it would be okay.
No, it won't, though. It's like dot hack.
But
it's not the same.
But there'd be
it's not the same if it's just hack.
Okay, put the word dot in front of it.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, you were gone.
I said be right back.
I never saw that message.
My dad was talking to me.
Oh, you were gone.
Well, I see where I fit in this place. I see how I am. I see how it is. I see how much you guys care.
You brought Nick into the show. That's a bad idea.
He's not here anymore.
Well, you brought him in for half a second. That's already bad.
That was awesome.
Excellent, and abhorrent.
Okay. This is a very...
Jeff, this is left kick cure cancer.
Okay. Okay.
Left kick cures cancer?
Yeah, but look at how awesome Gus is.
I'm not listening. I have headphones in.
All right.
Nose
goes.
I think we all tied.
Damn.
Well, I called it out first, so...
I called it second.
I'll go first, whatever. My excellent and abhorrent are actually the same this week.
Yeah.
What?
Dude, how can something be good and bad?
What?
I made Tony break.
What?
Because he doesn't understand how that's possible.
What?
It's a mind fuck for Tony.
What?
You know what it
Tony's
is?
What? Vancouver?
No.
What?
It's the fan fiction My Immortal.
Oh, God.
The what? What is this?
Literally.
Oh, my God.
Some of the worst stuff I've ever seen.
What is it?
Oh, God. I'm going to read off some of this. Hang on.
I don't even know what we're talking about right now, but I guess I'll find out.
It's a really bad fan fiction somebody wrote.
It's a Harry Potter fan fiction. I'm just looking up memorable quotes from it. Hang on.
Like, this person says... fangs instead of thanks. It's really bad.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's basically, it's a Harry Potter fan fiction. This girl who wrote it, she's got, like, the worst, absolute worst spelling and just everything ever. Even after
is there a link to it?
Yes, there is.
Link it.
Hang on.
I got it. I'll do it.
Okay, cool. But yeah, she turned basically everyone in the Harry Potter universe into goths and very stereotypical. Her stereotypical ideas of goths and preps. Goths are, you know, the quote unquote good guys. Preps are the evil person for no explicable reason.
Oh, Tony, did I tell you that I discovered that page is only the first half?
Yeah, I know.
I never knew that. I thought that was the whole thing.
This is terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yes.
What the? Helping me with the story and spelling. You rock. Justin, you're the love of my depressing life. You rock, too. MCR rocks.
That's just the author's note.
I don't care.
I'm just
one of the bands.
The way she, what?
Okay, so they have a band in the fan fiction, a made up one.
Oh God!
And the name of the band is legitimately Bloody Gothic Rose 666.
This is terrible.
There's an entire wiki devoted to my immortal. There's a page for Albert Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
There's a page for Snap and Lupin.
Snap.
Hey, Ebony, shouted a voice. I looked up. It was dot, dot, dot. Draco Malfoy. What's up, Draco, I asked. Nothing, he said.
Sacrifice himself.
Shyly. But then I heard my friends call me and I had to go away. What?
Yep, that's the first chapter.
Oh, God.
A double barrel.
Oh, God, thank you for showing me this.
But, yeah, I have a website. I have a link here, like, with just some of the best of the worst quotes.
It is so bad.
First example here. I straightened my hair and made it look all spiky. I felt a little depressed then, so I slit one of my wrists. I read a depressing book while I waited for it to stop bleeding, and I listened to some good Charlotte. I painted my nails black and put on tons of black eyeliner. See, one of the defining traits of this fan fiction is she spends, like, half of it just describing how people look. It's so ridiculous.
I don't want to spend too much time talking about this, but, like, it's so bad.
The way, like... So my favorite parts of it, honestly, some of it is just her screw ups of the names. At one point, instead of Tom Riddle, she calls out Tom Bombadil.
What?
From Lord of the Rings.
Wow. All right, let's move
and,
on.
And Marty McFly makes an appearance near the end.
My IQ is going down.
Marty McFly from Back to the Future makes an appearance near the end.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you throw Back to the Future into this?
I don't know.
That's okay. Just...
Dylan, say you're excellent and abhorrent.
My excellent and abhorrent. Well, as for excellent goes, I don't really know, because I don't remember what happened in the past week. Like, legitly, I don't remember.
That's not very good.
That happens too often, doesn't it?
I work too much. Things... According to my schedule, I worked like the past 6 days in a row, so apparently nothing exciting happened for me to remember.
Unfortunate.
What was my abhorrent? I don't remember that one either. Dang it!
Wow. I think your abhorrent was the fact that you didn't remember anything.
Yeah, that was it. My abhorrent is I can't remember. I don't remember what happened this past week.
Brilliant, Dylan. Brilliant.
One thing I do remember is Connor came over again. And we played NASCAR. Maybe that would be excellent. I don't know. Maybe that could be excellent. Because that was a lot of fun. And then we played Saints Row. And I had my pimp cane shotgun.
That was so cool.
I was just walking around like a pimp and then...
Can I, like, reverse time and make my excellent that pimp cane shotgun?
Go right ahead. Because that was just awesome. My character was awesome.
Or at least the swag you had when you walked with it. It was so cool.
Oh, that was awesome. So, yeah, I guess that day would be my excellent then, since that's the only part I remember of it.
Tony, go.
Your excellence and those things always seem to be days, don't they?
It wasn't really a day. It was more like a couple hours.
Still, though.
Because I came home at night, and then Connor showed up, and then...
I just showed up.
I went to...
I teleported and...
Well, you normally do, since half the time my parents don't know you're sleeping over until you actually show up at my house, and they're like, hey, I'm sleeping over.
That's true.
And
but...
so far, you've already been called a brat by my parents, and you've been called a bitch by my parents.
He's not joking, either.
They mean it in a joking way, but they say that.
It's quite comical.
Either before or after the last episode, yeah, Dylan was talking about how his parents called Connor a bitch.
Yeah. It took me away. This kind of was taking me away from family time.
We have fans.
So they both told me to...
You need family time. Tell Connor time.
That he's a bitch. A bitch.
You need family time.
But I'm Tish.
Family. It was nice out that night, though. We were out by the fire camp. Campfire. You guys call it.
Yeah. Okay.
That was uncalled for.
Okay. My excellent would have to be Josh Macedo. I don't know how his last name is pronounced.
Who, but, what, where?
From Tumblr, his username there is Josh's Hollywood. And like, honestly, I think he's probably he's one of, if not the most favorite blogger I know of from Tumblr. Like, he's just, his sense of humor, I just find him so hilarious. He's just, I want to be him, honestly. I do. He actually has another, I can't talk. He has a podcast. It's titled, Lewis and Josh Have a Podcast.
Okay.
But yeah, I spent a couple days recently just reading through his blog, just starting from the very beginning. It's just, it's entertaining.
What is the popping noise? Would you stop?
I'm popping my eyes.
No, that was definitely me.
But, yeah, excellent would be Josh. My abhorrent would have to be insects and arachnids.
Yes, arachnids.
Particularly mosquitoes.
We've been lucky so far. There haven't been too many mosquitoes.
We got so many. Like, my dad's friend came into the house the other day, and consequently, about 10 mosquitoes or so were let in here, just all around
only
the house.
10?
I would have been upset.
Well, if we have, like, a swampy area behind our house.
Oh, God.
And the mosquitoes just, like, to breed in there, like, clouds. It's terrible when you're mowing the lawn and just trying to have fun. Luckily, we've been lucky so far.
God, I get frustrated when I'm, like, in my backyard trying to pick up dog crap in preparation to mow the lawn. There's this, like, there's this little corridor-ish area, like, right behind my deck. There's just, like, a little spot where there's, you know, grass and bushes. But there's so many mosquitoes back there. And they all start coming after me once I have a decent amount of crap in the bag that I'm picking up the crap into.
Mosquitoes are terrible. Spiders are just freaky.
I don't know if, Connor, were you there on Skype the other day when there was a spider just crawling around in my room? I think you were.
And you threw a shoe at it?
Yeah. No. Yeah. No, I didn't throw the shoe at it. But I was freaking out because there was a spider just crawling around on my wall, and it was big. Okay, and I was scared. But
I was scared easily. I was scared too.
After a while, it started climbing over to my other wall. And it started going over to where my bed was. And as soon as it got to my Dark Knight poster, which is right above my bed, I'm like, oh, no, you're not doing this. I turned off Terminator mode, and I just grabbed a shoe and smashed it.
I was attacked by a spider once. I threw a deck of cards at it. It was on the basement floor crawling around, so I threw a deck of cards at it, and it stopped. And it turned and looked at me and just sat there staring at me. And then it slowly started to make its way towards me. It was so creepy.
You didn't believe enough in the heart of the cards.
Out of all the things I don't like, spiders is probably the top.
That's really funny, actually.
Besides being buried alive, that's one thing I don't do with spiders.
The fact that it looked at you.
It was just the creepiest thing. I threw a deck of cards and it turned and just stared at me and then started walking at me. After I think I threw something else at it again, and I missed. So it started, like, coming at me to attack. It turned into attack mode. And you know what my instinct was? Jump up on the couch. Thanks, Connor. Thanks for that.
He's messaging us dirty things in case you can't. Obviously you can't see.
That goes on throughout the entire episode, actually. Nobody knows about it, though.
Not even us?
Exactly.
They're white. Damn. He must be like messaging himself.
Anyways, so cool. Let's move on to the
what? What's next?
Fan mail.
Fan mail.
Yeah. Okay, so is this fan mail?
You do realize I added music, right?
Yeah, I know.
Guys, is this actual legit fan mail, or is this fan mail that you went and coaxed sending us?
I didn't force this.
Okay. Like last.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay.
Carry on.
So,
carry on.
Fan mail / fan question thingy is from TumblrBot.
Wow. We have
Tumblr. Did you ever add me to the Tumblr page for admin?
Yes. Oh, wait. I don't know if I added you as admin. I don't know if you even... You never even joined the group, did you? Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Didn't? Yeah, you did.
Not on the page that I'm seeing.
Well, link me the page.
You followed it. But you're not...
How do I join?
I need to send you an email. What's your email address?
How do I join it?
You know, we'll take care of this later.
Well, yeah, we'll...
Okay. I gave a toner to... Oh, I got it, I think. Yeah,
Can we stop?
Carry on, I'm just going to do this.
Just keep calm and carry on.
Keep calm, carry on.
All right.
Okay, joined it.
TumblrBot asks, what is your earliest human memory?
Earliest human memory.
Getting my N64.
Okay.
Sorry, you are just so cute.
Earliest memory I have is when I was in daycare at some house. I don't know who it was with, but there was this one chick that I was with, and we would go and steal gumballs or something out of the jar on the countertop in the kitchen. That's the earliest thing I remember. Just stealing a bunch of gumballs and then chewing on it for 2 seconds and throwing it out and grabbing some more and doing it until pretty much the jar was gone.
Good job. I remember getting my N64.
I'm a dirty thief.
Tony, my earliest memory is sitting around in my living room with my parents videotaping me playing Championship Motocross featuring Ricky Carmichael for the PlayStation.
What?
I still have that game around here somewhere, I think. I love that game because it has Godsmack on the soundtrack.
Yes.
Specifically.
Really?
Yeah.
That entire sentence sounded creepy.
You sounded creepy.
How so?
The thing about sitting around in your living room with parents recording you.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. We have videotapes of me.
That's nice.
Blue Noob is online.
It's just for memorabilia.
Dylan has lots of people in the background of his microphone.
There's three people.
Well, do you like
them? You can hear, like, everybody.
I can't do anything about it. Yes, I do.
I was like, how does that answer my question?
I'm answering your question.
Pitch bike? I can't do anything about it.
We're so good at this.
Hey, shit happens.
Why did you type it and say it?
Because I do that.
Why?
I got her.
We're in the middle of
fire. Whatever the case, second question is from my friend Yvonne, also known as drawsonwallswithcrayons.tumblr.com. She asks, if you could pick any place, any person, and any activity to do with said person at said place, what would they be and why?
I heart the
Banshee.
I want to play hopscotch with Ben Franklin.
Where?
Mars.
Should be able to join this game. No.
The
game is closed.
What?
Nothing, go on.
If I could do one activity with anybody?
Sex. Any place, any person, any activity.
I would...
She's old.
This is a tough one. Ooh. What, should I rob banks with John Dillinger, or should I fight planes with the Wright brothers?
John Dillinger.
Okay. Connor, that is not appropriate.
I would totally go rob banks with John Dillinger. and his crew of mobsters in Chicago.
The truth is, sometimes he doesn't have any morals at all. That failed.
Tony, just answer the question.
Okay.
Because we already know what your answer is going to be.
Do you, though?
Yes.
He would tumble with the famous tumblers in Tumbleland.
You don't actually know. Because my answer, Timbaland. Despite what you...
Tumbleland.
Tumbleland?
Don't question my logic.
Tumboner?
Black Ops.
Hey, Tony. Yes, Tyler?
Something that's awesome...
I'm recording a podcast at the moment.
Oh, sorry. You know what's awesome?
Yes. I like how you say, oh, sorry, and then just continue.
I know Black Ops.
Connor, you seem like the only one that doesn't have anybody interrupting.
It's because I'm smart.
No, it's because you're an only child.
Okay, Tyler, I'm recording.
And because I plan better.
I had no idea we were doing this until I came home and you're like, we're recording.
Whatever the case.
I have some editing to do.
No, just leave that in. That's just that would be.
Okay, whatever.
I want to leave.
Anyway,
answer the question. Suggesting Connor. The first thing that came to my mind is actually.
It does kind of copy Halo 3.
For the sake of.
Oh my god. Dylan.
Sawyer. I can't do anything about it, Connor.
Mute your mic every time you're not talking or something.
Okay, whatever the case. Okay, I think I told you already at least, about how there's this new girl that I've taken interest in.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Ooh la la.
La la la.
I like how he unmuted himself just to say that.
Giggity. For privacy's sake, she will go unnamed, but I would like to go to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter and get some butterbeer and just discuss stuff. With her.
Sex.
I see. Why?
Sexy time.
That too.
I don't know if that would actually be the best decision because I don't even know what her opinion on Harry Potter is, but I want some damn butterbeer. I didn't get to try any last time I was there.
What is butterbeer?
I've heard it actually tastes glorious.
I see.
Is it, like, what is it? Is it a non-alcoholic beer?
It's non-alcoholic, despite the name.
Sounds interesting.
Why didn't you try it?
Because we didn't have time, because there was an enormous line for it. Like, it was ridiculous. It stretched down, like, at least a town block, honestly.
That seems stupid. And not
it was
worth
kind of stupid.
It.
Your face seems stupid.
Whatever the case. And we're talking Potterheads here.
Seems like it's not worth it.
I reiterate, Potterheads.
That's funny, because it sounds like something else.
Yes. Whatever the case. The last bit of fan... Is this the last bit of fan mail, or have we gotten any more?
I think that's it.
All right. Well, last bit we've got was from... from reduceworldsuck.tumblr.com, also known as Shelby. At least I hope I'm remembering the right person. If not, I'm sorry. But yeah, she actually made a email account just to send us this. Writhing for Wings Bros. I can't eat pickles anymore without thinking about how I'm apparently going to die from cancer. Thank you. Really, best
way to
ever.
Go, Connor. Way
up.
To go. You had to
Shut
bring
up
the pickles.
Don't judge me.
Oh, I will judge you and your cancerous pickles. But don't worry about it. Go on.
I just want to say, I stalk you all. Just for dramatic effect. I know your addresses. I really don't. I'm too lazy to stalk you. But if I wasn't at the height of ambition, I probably would.
That's...
Okay. Not even that. It's the thought that counts, right? I like llamas. You like llamas?
Pack? That's what they
did. Dylan, it's called muting your microphone. I told you to before. It's really late. Thank you.
Shut the fuck up.
Thank you.
Shut the fuck up. Fuck you.
Counter-be-
Fuck off. Fuck llama.
This happens all the time.
Dylan needs to learn to go to his room.
That's way up. That's upstairs and down some hallways and shit. That I ain't doing it.
All these problems.
I'm not moving when we have like 10 minutes left of a podcast.
Oh, I know. I'm saying like later.
Connor, these people were not all here before.
Connor,
right, Tony, just continue.
Do you like llamas? Do you like llamas, Connor?
Yes.
Why do you like llamas?
Because some of them have hats. I usually like the hat variety.
Do you like the variety that stabs people in the chest 37 times, or is it 36? Yes.
As long as I'm not the one getting stabbed.
I will not apologize for art.
I stabbed him 37 times in the chest. Carl, that kills people.
Carl!
Dylan, do you like llamas?
Fuck llamas.
Oh,
I don't
right.
wanna.
That's not, his opinion.
Not.
Well, hey, that's actual, just like your opinion, cool. Man.
I have. I don't see why llamas are that cool. I'd much rather like a tiger or something. They are cool.
Tiger blood.
They are beautiful animals.
Ocelots.
You know what llamas remind me of?
What?
Camels.
I see.
I would much rather have a camel than a llama.
I'd rather
camels
have a llama.
Shit out their ass.
Yes, Dylan.
Lots of
yes, they do.
Dylan.
That's what things tend to do. That's where that tends to come from. Whether you're a camel or not.
See, I usually shit out my mouth. But
yeah, excellent observation, Dylan.
Camels
you,
are.
You get a gold star, Dylan.
All right, best quote 12, ever.
12 points for you, Dylan.
Best quote ever.
Glad I can make somebody laugh. Makes me anyway, feel good.
Continuing on with the letter. I live near a llama farm. The llamas post for pictures. You know, this really isn't fan mail. It's more just to annoy the hell out of you because I'm a lame ass like that. Has my goal been successfully reached?
No.
No.
Nah.
I'm not Try really harder. Annoyed with this. Try harder.
Do I get not my achievement?
No.
No, you fail.
You get a 5 gamer score achievement for attempting. You've got 995 gamer score to go.
You get a gold star for entertaining me.
Should I just give up now?
Yes.
Yes. Is there more?
No, keep trying. You go, Glenn Coco.
I like how the rest of us said yes.
Minority, yay!
That was very laggy, but anyways.
I hear epic mic lag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are we done? Are we done? Because I don't think this is getting any better.
Tony, sound us off.
Tony.
I will smack you in the face.
Tony.
Sound us off. End it.
Hey, Tony. I like the things you do.
Hey, Tony. If I could, I would kill me.
No,
I wouldn't. I don't do that.
All right.
Whatever the case.
Do the outro, please, because...
Okay. Hurry up.
Okay. Well, it's been fun, guys. Thanks for sticking around with us yet again for another episode of Writhing for Wings. They definitely didn't, but... Yeah.
Continue.
Whatever. This has been Mario, Ganon the Dark Lord, and Clown.
Yep, wait. I thought you were the Link. Damn it, just... Never mind.
Dylan's confused with your 20 names.
All right. So, yes. All right. Writhing for Wings. Signing out. Yeah!
As always, stay sexy.
Peace.
Sexy!